A special Nolan Show investigation this morning. A major UK government security conference has branded working class people who live in housing estates around Belfast city centre dangerous to visitors. And these people are unwelcoming to visitors, according to this UK government conference. The event is sponsored by Visit Belfast, Tourism NI and Belfast City Council. So what have they told people flying in to work here in Northern Ireland? They've said the following. Black taxi tours are run by the IRA. Do not get into one of them, says this event sponsored by Visit Belfast. Do not even walk through housing estates that surround the city centre. English people are not welcome, says this event sponsored by Tourism NI. Working class housing estates smeared by this major conference arriving in Belfast next week. They go on, be careful if you're out for dinner. They warn visitors it's too dangerous to venture outside Belfast city centre for dinner. This is what they tell contractors and staff. Meanwhile, big amounts of public money spent by Belfast City Council, by Visit Belfast. Think about that. Visit Belfast. But the conference telling them, don't dare go outside Belfast city centre. It's too dangerous. The Cyber UK 2023, an event that has smeared and rubbished the city of Belfast. We've got this exclusive story coming up on the biggest show in the country. Pat, you're a taxi driver. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, if you drive a black taxi and you've ever done a tour, apparently you're in the IRA, according to this lot.
Stephen, our tours and our operators are across community, both Catholic and Protestant. In fact, we've just come off providing the transport for President Biden's tour here. So all our drivers were heavily vetted by the American Secret Service, and we're 25 years into the peace process. We're celebrating the 25th anniversary. For somebody to go back and come up, they're putting drivers' lives in danger.
Do you think that?
Yes, Stephen. How could someone, you know, cross community, my friends in the Shanko and I provide tours, and for somebody to turn around and tell us where I am, we're trying to build up the tourism here. I'm absolutely disgusted. Absolutely disgusted. And even for them to turn around and say this is done in error, too late. It's already out there. The known show has highlighted it, and that's why the people have removed it. But the damage is done. What's going to happen to all these tours that are booked, all these people from all over the world that come to Belfast and to say that our people and our housing estates aren't friendly? We walk people around the Shankill Estate. We walk people up and down the Falls Road, and people welcome them with open arms because they want their story to be told.
One of the security companies, so what this was a security briefing to all of the staff who were providing security in Northern Ireland for this event. Any contractors, right? And there were two companies. One's called Matrix, the other's called Bray Leno Events. So Bray Leno Events, they've apologised since we got in touch with them. Matrix haven't even bothered to respond. Matrix have issued no apology to the people of Northern Ireland for branding working class housing estates as unsafe to anybody with an English accent. They haven't bothered to respond as labelling people like you, Pat, as members of the IRA. And for Tourism NI and Belfast and Visit Belfast to be associated with this event, it brings massive amounts of people in Northern Ireland. Into Northern Ireland. We get why they're doing it. It is a major conference. It highlights lots and lots of inward investment potential, but it scares the living daylights out of anybody that doesn't understand what Northern Ireland actually is. You start to get a sense of the irony of this when I tell you that one of the events is at the market at St. George's Market. And what this briefing has told people is that, for example, the markets that literally straight across the road from St. George's, apparently the people in the markets will not tolerate an English accent around them. you shouldn't walk through the markets if you have an English accent. Like they've never met a tourist before, that they don't have family there. You then think about the other working class housing estates that surround Belfast city centre, the likes of the Shankill and the Falls. This document branding all of the people in that community as so dangerous that you shouldn't go onto the Shankill, you shouldn't go onto the Falls. Short Strand, Sandy Row people are so dangerous that if they meet someone with an English accent, and these are security specialists that are still coming to Northern Ireland, that are still being paid, their services will ultimately be paid for through this security conference, funded by Belfast City Council. Why is this, these security companies, why are they being allowed to stay on the ticket? Why is Belfast City Council not refusing to pay any funding unless security companies, which have branded working class people here as dangerous, why are they not being removed from this gig? Is one of the questions that might be asked this morning. People who do taxi tours of the murals, branded as being in the IRA. Tom, you run a taxi tour company. Good morning.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, that's sickening. Makes me feel sick. I'm a partner in a cross community company, it's owned by Catholic and Protestant. And for anyone to come out and say that they're all run by the IRA, it's crazy. I'd push my drivers now under a bit of pressure.
Tell me what Shankill you mean.
If people's going to be saying that the drivers are run by the IRA, like people's going to be looking at all the taxi tours. Is this true? Like we have thousands of reviews, 5-star reviews, not one bad review. With the top 7, we won the top award, top 17th tour on Traveller's Choice 2023. We're the top 4 tour in the UK, but yet it's dangerous.
Well, you're according to this document, you're all terrorists.
I'll be taking legal advice on this. I'll be taking legal advice on this because it's going to close my business. This could put tourists off booking for my business. I'm a legitimate business, pay my taxes.
Well, but for us investigating this story, these people, all of these contractors coming into Northern Ireland, they would have been terrified, obviously. In fact, to get the accreditation, you had to sign up to promising that you would adhere to the rules. So you would never have driven outside of Belfast. You wouldn't have gone anywhere near any working class housing estate. You would have been frightened of going for dinner up in where Dundonald. No, it's terrifying to go for dinner in Dundonald, is it? Terrifying to go to Bangor or Lisburn. John in North Belfast. Good morning, John.
Morning, Stephen. Yes, I have never in all my life heard so much garbage. What I've heard this morning, you know, Belfast is so dangerous. Why are they allowing the President of the United States to wander all around it? The Prime Minister of England to wander all around it? You know, around my own area here in North Belfast, two weeks ago, there were two films getting made around the corner from each other. And we see films getting made all over Belfast at certain times. All over it. You know, this report, don't be jumping down my throat when I tell you this. This sounds to me as if someone has wrote this report and has based it on his experience of 40 years ago, right? And I think that person quite possibly could have been maybe a British officer who served in Belfast and had a very bad experience. He's now maybe chief executive of one of these companies, because that sounds as if the advice that would give a British soldier coming to Belfast.
There's no evidence that the chief executive of any of these companies.
I know, but I'm. What I'm saying to you, that's the type of advice I suspect they would give a British soldier coming over here for the first time. Stay out of certain areas. Don't tell. They don't like English accents. They don't like you if you're English. You know, that's what it's. And Belfast is nothing like that anymore. Those days are finished. They're gone. Never to return again.
The National Cyber Security Conference have told the Nolan Show the following. This is not an NCSC document. It was sent in error by a contractor and contains significant factual inaccuracies. The document has been withdrawn. Now, can I just again point out...
Saying,
one second, John.
Go ahead.
Can I just again point out the irony here. This is a security conference, and the National Cyber Security Conference are going to be what? They're holding an event in Northern Ireland next week talking about cyber security. And under their brand, they've said that a document's been sent out in error, branding people as dangerous. What authority has that conference got next week? A security conference that mistakenly brands working class people as dangerous to people with English accents? A security conference which ridiculously smears black taxi drivers, again, working class people, as working for terrorists? And they're going to what? Hold conferences next week talking about cyber security? Norman Riley, you own a taxi company. According to the contractors, you work for the IRA. Ludicrous, ridiculous, but it's not funny.
A lot of nonsense. I'm actually disgusted that they've actually issued that statement, to be honest with you. I mean, we're trying to build our business. We don't need people like that, you know, advising people. Don't be taking a black taxi tour because they're all done by the IRA, and don't be going under housing estates. I don't know where they're getting that information from.
Like the suggestion, Norman, that black taxi drivers work for the IRA is so ludicrous that you could argue that nobody would believe it. I keep on coming back also to this smearing of working class people in the working class estates, the housing estates, in other words, that surround the city centre. They're no-go areas for tourists, apparently.
Well, it's damaging for my business and other businesses, and damaging for the working class people of those communities. You know, as I say, we bring people into them areas every day. We educate people, and the people in the communities like to see tourists coming in because, as I say, it's their story, be it one side or the other. You know, for the fact of them to come out and say, don't go into the housing estates, don't leave Belfast City Centre. The eyes of the world were on Northern Ireland here the other day from the president of the UEF here. For that company to come out and issue that statement, it's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And I think they should retract it. And I would be willing to take the big cats out on a taxi tour. I'll do it myself, just to show them what we do. And they need to tell the people at the conference, we encourage you to take a black taxi tour and to go into the housing estates, to educate yourself.
Like, the bottom line is this. If you go in to the housing estates, if you actually meet the people in the housing estates in Northern Ireland, mm-hmm. you will get a lot more real life experience, personality, charisma, local knowledge than you will get if you stay what? In Belfast city centre, in a conference centre, and are so terrified of venturing outside in case someone asks you why you're here, and you then tell them you've got a non-disclosure agreement.
Again, a beggar's belief, Stephen. The more I think about it, I'm like, I mean, seriously, what gives them the right to say that?
Jim in Belfast. Morning, Jim.
Hello, Stephen.
Morning.
Good morning, sir. Well, like many other people from the working class community, as you are yourself, Stephen, I am deeply offended by this statement. I work as a walking tour guide on the Shankill, which is a cross-community walk. We do you do the Republican side and then do the Loyalist side. And I'm proud of the work that I do. And I'm deeply offended. And I know Big Norman well. And he is very, very good at his job. He's brilliant. But it's so offensive, Steve. I think the best thing that they could do is issue a statement at the start of the conference, retracting it, with an apology.
Do you think the two security specialists, as they're described, Bray Leno and Matrix, should be funded ultimately by Belfast City Council, by Tourism NI, by Visit Belfast, given their role in describing people like you as this?
Well, I actually... I'm just bewildered by the statement that's been put out, Stephen. It's so damaging for the work that people are doing on the ground, work class community. You've made many programs in the work class community, Stephen. You know they're good people.
It is
helpful.
It is abhorrent. Absolutely abhorrent.
Absolutely.
To describe whole communities like this.
It is, mate. It is. Well, I want to flick into a good news story for you. I met a girl on one of my walking tours, Stephen, back in December 2021. And she's my Mamariga. She's a well-educated lady, a professor of history. And I'm getting married to her in July.
What?
I'm getting married in July.
What a lovely story. You met her on a walking tour.
I met that girl with her daughter on the 19th of December, 2021.
That's brilliant.
I'm getting married this July.
Oh, brilliant, mate. Brilliant. Brian in Derry, Jim in Newton Abbey, John in South Belfast. Good morning, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Stephen, see, I just joined this conversation here. As we're playing, this was an episode of Mrs. Brown's Boys. It's that funny.
Well, is it funny? Is it funny?
Would I tell you something? You have a couple of taxi men. You have a couple of taxi tour men on as well, right, who run the tours. And they're 100% right. Now, they should be down protesting. Not only should they be down protesting, the people of these areas should be down protesting as well. They definitely should. And if this is a government-backed conference...
Well, the conference have stressed this was not their document and it was sent by mistake.
Rubbish. Absolute rubbish. It's out there, as the boy says. It's out there now. There's nothing you can do now. It's out there. And see this company. See these companies. See, they're backed by this government. If it's a government-run conference, it should be cancelled. Why should we let this happen? Why should we let this conference happen?
Here's one reason.
What we should all do is go down and protest.
Here's a reason, at least an argument against that, right? Conferences in Northern Ireland often bring thousands of people into this country. Tens of thousands of people across all of the different conferences, tens of millions of pounds of investment in Northern Ireland. Conference business is big business.
And I haven't heard one politician coming on condemning this.
We've invited every political party onto the programme this morning.
Well, I haven't heard you on the radio turn around. You might have turned around and invited them on, but I haven't heard you saying that over the radio, that you invited them on. Now, the situation is they'll be all out next week looking for their votes. They should be coming out and condemning this. And one thing people should actually understand, the IRA have left the stage. They're anti-peace. They're not anti-carry-on. They're not anti-turn-round and actually condemn anything. They're here now. They actually have peace. They're here now. They try and move on. And whoever puts that statement out there is disgraceful. They shouldn't have said it. And they've actually turned around now and stopped tourists coming to this country because of fear. I'm speaking to people in the Republic of Ireland and they're still fear to come up to the north because of what's going on. And that statement there is not going to help it. And why is the politicians on both sides, every one of them, coming on and coming out forward and saying, we condemn it?
Well, here's the score.
They'll come out next week and they'll be looking for your vote, Simon.
Well, Stephen. Just so that you know, the DUP, Sinn Féin, the Alliance Party, the SDLP, the Ulster Unionist Party, and the TUV have all been asked to come on the programme and tell you what they think about working class people being described as so dangerous that you can't go near the housing estates they live in. All of those political parties have put nobody up. They're giving this one a miss.